At our, yes, it looks like we might have our technical difficulties ironed out.
Yeah, Madam Chair, yes. Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary, I was able to contact Nancy by phone, and she assured me that she was ready to go when Sean wrapped up. So if we could go back to the open mic portion, and Nancy Hilding of the Prairie Hills Audubon Society. Nancy, are you able to join us now? We can see you, Nancy, but we can't hear you. Hang on just a second, Nancy. We're going to try to work things out here.
Stand by, Nancy. We're still working on some technical issues here. We can see you, but we can't hear you.
This is Nancy talking again.
Yep. We've got you now, Nancy. Sorry about that. We apologize for the difficulty. But
right.
Nancy, we've got 3 minutes for you to for some open mic time with the commission. I'll let you know when you've got 30 seconds left. How's that sound?
All right. Okay. This is Nancy Hilding, President of Prairie Hills Audubon Society. I sent you a public comment letter, which has a copy of the statute that I'm going to be referencing. Okay, so what I'm going to be talking about is what I think is a conflict and chaos between a statute that occurs in Chapter 4036, which is about predator and reptile control, with your Title 41 licensing stuff. And, you know, I suspect that you run around staring at Title 41 a lot and you don't look at 4036-27 very often. So I'm doing this for legislature, so if you agree with me there's some chaos here, you can fix it. Okay, so I'm going to read to you the first part of 4036-27. If you look at my letter, you can read along. This is killing of predatory animals without hunting license, falsification of bounty claim, violation as a misdemeanor. Except as provided in 4036-16, it is a Class 2 misdemeanor for any person to hunt, take, or kill predatory animals without possessing a resident small game license or a resident predator varmint license. Now, they reference 4036-16, which is about permission for landowners to kill coyotes with a license if they're going to submit them for a specific coyote bounty program. Okay, so as you'll notice, predators include other species besides predator varmints. For example, a mountain lion is a predator, a river otter is a predator, a weasel, a mink, a bobcat are a predator, and they're not on the predator varmint list. And they're not badgers or raccoons that are, you know, tacked on to the predator varmint list by statute. Okay, so I am going to hopefully get to, if I have time, 41-64, 41-623, 41-680, which is in my letter, and also maybe talk about 41-63, but you can read them in my letter if I don't have time. So the concept is, you know, like mountain lion is a predator, so according to this law and a different title, you need to have a small game or predator varmint license in order to hunt mountain lions, but you only require a mountain lion license. So then there's various statutes that release people from having to get various licenses, that's in 41, but doesn't address the requirements in 40-36-27. For example, and you referenced this in your nest predator bounty thing, 40-64 releases teenagers from having to get a fur bear license. But it doesn't release them for requirements of 40-36-27, and you're telling them they don't need a license, but 40-36-27 says that they do. So it's a different type.
30 seconds, Nancy.
Am I out of time?
30 seconds.
All right. So you look at 41-6-23, and that just releases people from the fur bearer license, but does not release them for predators under the requirements of 40-36-27. Then you have 40-6-80, which just releases predator varmints, beavers, and coons.
Please wrap up, Nancy. Please wrap up.
Okay. So, but you have one that's claimed, which is 41-3, which releases people from all licenses. So it's my suggestion that you look at these statutes I pointed out for you and see if you want to go to the legislature for some cleanup on January 9th. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Madam Chair, I think that is everyone that was online for the open mic portion.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you, Nancy. We did get the information that you sent in. All the commissioners did receive it, so thank you. We